You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Happy holidays from the boys and the balds.
Absolutely.
At Drone You. Welcome to another awesome episode. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob. And it is actually Happy Holidays, and this is episode number 476. Hope you guys are ahead of schedule on your shopping. Hope that you get everything that you would like to get. Hope that you are spending some time, I don't know, helping other people, just enjoying the holidays all around.
And thanks
beautiful
for the
time of year.
Thanks for the slow pitch, Rob, because I love helping people by making videos, which is why I use videoblocks.com when I need filler, when I need transition shots, when I need B-roll, when I need aerials from somewhere I just don't want to go to.
Maybe a little audio?
Maybe a little audio, like copyright-free music if I'm looking for that. Maybe if I'm looking for some loops, you know? It's all under this umbrella, right? Of a subscription-based stock website like videoblocks.com.
Yep.
So if you go to videoblocks.com/drone2016.
That is correct.
Then you're going to save $100 while helping other people make their videos and media this holiday season. Last night, I actually bought some stuff that I am working on and some videos I'm working on.
So, very nice. Yeah. I mean, hundreds of thousands of videos, audio spots that you can check out and use in whatever you're producing.
So true.
Check them out, please.
Yes, 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 yes. Check them out. Videoblocks.com/drone2016. Now on to the show. Oh, wait. Do you like living the drone life? Are you thinking about turning your passion into profit? You just got a drone. You're stoked, and you're like, how can I make money with this? You got to check out the book, Living the Drone Life, written by myself and this guy over here and one more, Tim Ray. Why? Because it's going to give you everything you need to know to navigate the law, and it's like an insider's guide on fun and profit with drones. If you're making money with drones or you just like having fun, you have got to read this book, livingthedronelife.com. That's living without the G, so when you search it on Amazon, say, hey, Amazon, I'm living the drone life, not living the drone life, okay? So anyway, I've had a lot of people say, hey, I was searching for living the drone life. No, living, L-I-V-I-N. Boom. That's just the end.
That's okay? Right.
So
and
anyway.
Yeah, I mean, of course it's living and not living. Right?
Definitely. I
mean, it was a no-brainer.
It really was a no-brainer. But anyway, when you search Amazon, living the drone life, it may autocorrect you to living. You have to autocorrect it back. Anyway, just saying. Check it out, livingthedronelife.com, written by the boys at Drone U.
Yeah, we hope you like it.
Really I think
let
they,
us know.
I think they will like it. I mean, I've read it probably, what, 24 times? How many times have you read it?
A lot.
It's got to be pretty good if we read it that much.
Not a lot. No, it is. I'm proud of it. I think people are going to like it, and particularly those that might just kind of be thinking about, is this something that I'm interested in? Is it something that I think I can do? It's a really great book for you.
You know, I have to say I'm really grateful to have written the book with you. And Tim. I mean that from the bottom of my heart because there's so much editing that went into this. There's so much structure and planning and organization. I mean, this has taken 16 months now.
It's been that long?
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
So maybe not 16 months, maybe like 12. But anyway, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
And
it's been months.
I read that the key to success in a lot of books is making sure that it's quality, it's written well, it's told story-wise, but gives people information that they just can't find anywhere else. And this book is probably, from one of the reviews I've already read, the best book as far as information and value and navigating that information that's out there. And to have a review come back so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, but on the Amazon page, it says that we're on the New York Times bestseller list already. I don't know how that's possible. I guess it is. Or maybe I'm reading it wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
Someone said, they texted me already. They're like, you're already on the list. I'm like, what? How?
Yeah.
I guess we are. Anyway, whether we're on the list or not, that shouldn't be your determining factor on buying the book. What should be your determining factor is, are you sick of mediocrity? Are you sick of driving in traffic every day to the same stupid old boring job that you go to and you listen to this podcast and you're like, oh man, I just wish I could be flying drones all the time like these guys. It's really not that difficult, guys. It's really not. You just need a formula. You follow the formula and then you harness the formula and we do what we call in marketing, we optimize. So we make it more efficient, make more money, increase our margins, and increase our fun level. There is a downside to living the drone life, though, right?
Uh-oh, what is that?
You have so much fun so often that when you have one day spent in mediocrity, it's really depressing.
Mm. But then that's motivating.
True. So it's all about how you look at things.
Spin it.
Yeah, like
keep it positive.
I look at my life like traffic. I'm always wanting to be first in traffic.
Yes, you are. If you've ever driven with Paul, you understand. It is not a casual visit.
It is Frogger
sitting
10.0
next to Paul. It is that driver did that wrong, and that driver is an idiot, and I'm going to get over there in front of that driver because I need to be over there, but I need to be this. It's just, it's entertaining, actually.
It is entertaining.
For the passenger. Anyways, we do have a question. I bet people are wondering what that is.
No. I know they have a question. I'm just going to wrap this up. I'm sorry. It's a rant. I just want to finish it. My point is that most people, if you're like most people in traffic, and you have very little drive to get to wherever you're going quickly and efficiently, do you think maybe that says something about your life? Are you excited to go to work every day? Do you want to change that? If you want to change that, read the book, Live in the Drone Life. Let's get to the question, Rob. Play it!
Hi, this is Rick from Utah. Hey, you just had a podcast that I'm absolutely loving about what to do in the winter when things get a little bit slower. And you'd mentioned tower inspections and windmill inspections. My question is, I'm actually a new operator and looking at, I just bought a Phantom 1 for practice. I just also ordered a Mavic, which has been delayed, which I'm not excited to hear about. But my impression is that, you know, say windmill inspections or cell phone towers, is a Mavic okay for that? Or do you need a bigger bird to do those kinds of inspections? Number one. And then number two, for somebody who's new, is there something to do besides real estate that you can do, especially to keep busy in the winter? Thanks a lot. Love the show.
Rick, thank you for listening. Thank you for sending in your question. We do appreciate it. And if you have a question, go to AskDroneU.com. Send it in. Be a part of the contest. You might win a full annual membership to the DroneU. So we'd love to hear from you. Get those questions in ASAP.
I think it's a great question. A lot of people out there buying Mavics and becoming professionals in 48 hours, Rob.
Well.
Sorry, I was just trying to sound like the news again.
Yes,
I think
I
did a good job. But anyway, I could see that being a headline. Drone operator buys Mavic Pro from Best Buy and opens business up next day with successful clients.
Makes $1 million.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
No. It's a good drone, but maybe not quite the setup for that kind of work.
I think it's a great drone. It's a great drone for your family. It's a great drone if you're trying to get to places where you can't really carry a lot of gear. I think it's a great drone for those really, really remote areas where you're trying to sneak a drone in, just being honest here. And it's a drone made for beginners. I think it's very clear to see that when there's a giant shield over the gimbal to protect it and crashes. I mean, this drone is made to take a few wobbles. Mm-hmm. And by wobbles, I mean death. Crashes to the ground at 20 miles an hour. Anyway, is the drone good for these types of services, though? And the answer is no.
Okay, why?
I'm going to give three reasons that I know of. Number one, image quality.
Sure.
Number two, ability to fly in weather.
Okay.
Number three, cold weather, temperature, technology difficulties. For example, I got to do some research really quick. I'm pretty sure. Okay. I'm going to negate number three before I do little bit more research.
But number two was dealing primarily with wind, right?
Yeah, so Mavic, you're going to be highly limited just because of the size of the drone, the size of the prop, and the weight of the drone.
And it doesn't have zoom or anything, so you're going to have to try to get close to whatever it is you're capturing images for, and if there's just a little bit of wind, I mean, you're putting everything at risk.
Liability up, risk up, quality of product down, ability for competition to overtake you quickly, very high.
Right.
That's what it comes down to. If you really want to like look at it as an infographic and say, well, what bar graph should go to 80%? Well, the bar graph of your ability to not do jobs goes to 80%.
It's really interesting because this question has come up quite a bit since the Mavic came out, and that is, can I use the Mavic commercially? And we've not really seen any examples of people that have used it successfully. And it hasn't been out that long.
I have seen a couple things where people have been using it successfully commercially. I think the question, though, and I'm sure the podcast title is, can you use a Mavic Pro for commercial purposes? I think the better question is the Mavic Pro viable for a real business? And if you are someone who all you bought is a Mavic and you want to make money and you want to do pano missions to slowly build your way out of mediocrity, yes, use your freaking Mavic. But if you are running a real business where this is what you're doing a majority of the time, hold on. Well,
let me just say a more mature business as opposed to a real business. Because if somebody has started a business, it's very real to them. It's a very real entity, and it is something that they're efforting towards. So maybe something that's a little bit more mature in terms of the types of clients that you're getting and the kind of work that you're doing.
I think that's a great, great, great analysis and perspective, and it couldn't be more true. So I think that's great. Now, if we were to use even, say, a P4 Pro over a Mavic, image quality right there. We're going to be able to see more in these commercial jobs. We're going to have better detail. We're going to be able to showcase more to the client, and we're going to have a better competitive advantage. We're also going to be able to fly more often because of wind conditions and weather. I have not seen a Mavic battery yet. I know our Mavic is on the way here, and I'm so stoked. But I have not seen if the battery actually has the slots in it to cool the battery down, you know, to make sure it's the most efficient battery as possible.
Right.
I also don't know. In fact, I'm going to try and pull it up right now because I have this theory that the Mavic Pro battery, that the battery, before I say it, I'm going to look it up. I think it's a smaller battery than the P4 Pro, not based on milliamps, but based on voltage, which if that is the case, and I'm right. Okay. So the Mavic battery is a 3S battery, which means it pushes 11.4 volts, which is the same voltage we would see in a Phantom 2 or a Phantom 1.
Okay.
Those are very susceptible to cold temperatures. Very, 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 very susceptible.
So this bird is lighter though, right? So
it is lighter, but when we're using batteries that are 3-cell versus a 6-cell, my 6-cell battery, how do I say this? The Inspire battery is actually wired as a 6S2P, which means it's wired in parallel twice, which means that if it wasn't wired in parallel twice, it would actually be putting out like 48 volts. Right. So it's stepped down to have the parallel or the redundancy. I don't know how this battery is wired because you normally can't figure out until you actually physically get a battery and look at the specs that are right above the Chinese lettering, or the Chinese whatever calligraphy, whatever you call it. I would say, though, just based on weather and camera quality, I would not buy it. But you're increasing your liability and your risk even more by using this small battery that is not designed for more intense temperature extremes. Like, for example, it was 8 degrees this morning in Denver. You're not flying a Mavic Pro in 8 degrees, period.
Period.
I think you're going to get 30 seconds of flight time, and it's going to be like, beep, beep, beep.
Really? Interesting.
So, or you're going to fly for a minute or two at 40 feet, and it's going to say propulsion output limited.
Interesting. Well, we'll have to wait and hear what some folks that are, obviously we know people there that are using them.
Yes.
So I'm curious to hear what their experience looks like.
So I do think that the Mavic Pro is viable in a young business that's just getting started off the ground and they're bootstrapping. Mm-hmm. But when someone has a mature business, this is not a drone to viably do commercial applications based on image quality. You can get better image from now a large majority of birds, even including the Solo.
Yeah,
which is a hard pill to swallow.
I would say though, Paul, I mean, because you could get into the Phantom 4 Pro even for, what, another $8,000 over the Mavic?
Oh, not even. I think you can do it for $400 if you don't order the Crystal Sky or any of the extra special things.
So there you go. I mean, the batteries are probably about twice as much for the Phantom than they are for the Mavic. But my point is, yes, young businesses need to bootstrap, but at the same time, if you're not at a point where you can step up to like the P4 Pro when it's not that much more than the Mavic, then you need to sort of reevaluate whether it's time to start your business.
True.
So the Mavic, I don't know. I mean, it's going to be really interesting as time progresses to see how many people actually use it successfully for some sort of commercial application. But in general, it just seems like more of a kind of a fun drone, like vacation, that kind of thing.
Let me give you a couple. I think it's a great drone for vacation, all of the above, what you just said. Here's another reason. The Phantom 4 over the Mavic is better image quality, and it's not even a better sensor.
Hmm.
It has multiple points of redundancy, including multiple IMUs.
Right.
So it's safer.
Right.
Right there, I'm not using a Mavic Pro instead of even a Phantom 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not even the Pro, just the Phantom 4.
Just the Phantom 4.
Right.
Now, if I'm in a mature business, I'm probably not even going to use the Phantom 4 Pro for inspections. I'm probably going to use the Inspire 1 simply because of stability, maneuverability, and ability to handle wind conditions.
Right.
So if we're looking at Mavic Pro, Phantom 4 Pro, Inspire 1 Pro, the Mavic Pro is going to have the least amount of days it can fly, the least amount of image quality, the most difficult to fly close to objects to inspect, and the highest level of liability and risk.
Right.
The Phantom 4 Pro is going to have a lower liability and lower risk because of redundancy on the systems. It's going to be easier to fly. It's going to be able to fly more often than the Mavic Pro because of its wind capability. And it's going to limit liability and risk. Now, if we take the Inspire 1 Pro, we're not going to get the same image quality that we would out of a Phantom 4 Pro.
Interestingly. But,
yeah. But we're now going to have zoom, so we don't have to fly nearly as close, so our liability goes even lower. Our risk goes even lower.
Sure.
We can fly more days out of the year because we've got articulating landing gear, we've got bigger props, we've got bigger motors, more power. You know, it's like having a truck over an SUV, right? You can just do more with it.
Sure.
And that being said, the Inspire 1 Pro would be, you know, kind of the what you would buy. Now, you brought in the factor of price, right? An Inspire 1 with a Z3 is like $2,500.
Wow.
That's only $1,400 more than a Mavic Pro.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot, but it's not that much. I mean, it just obviously depends on where a person is at.
It's not a $6,000 Inspire 2, though,
correct.
Is my point.
Yeah. And I would imagine there's going to be a lot of people buying those Inspire 1s with the kind of deal that you can get for them now.
That's true.
Because they're still pretty darn powerful.
I'm sure there's going to be some schools buying Inspire 2s in January, too.
Interesting.
Awkward silence.
Yes. Let me hide my credit card.
No, it's funny.
I'm kidding.
I saw someone who's a blogger post on Facebook with someone who used to work with us, and they were picking up new drones, Inspire 2, Phantom 4 Pro. And I really wanted to write, if your blog is past 2 years and you still have to rely on free stuff and you can't buy it yourself, your blog isn't doing very good. But I didn't say that because, well, I learned something from my mom, believe it or not. If you can't say nice things, don't say anything at all.
Yes. Anyways, what about the question regarding other things to do in the winter besides real estate?
Going back to the, you know, he asked about viability of Mavic 4 Pro. You could, the Mavic 4 Pro. What am I saying? The Mavic Pro.
So you heard it here first.
The Mavic 4 Pro. Yeah, it'll be out in 5 years. the Mavic Pro is viable in commercial applications like drone bases, pano missions that pay $25 a pop. There are 187 here in Albuquerque that can be done right now. Okay. Literally right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And the Mavic Pro could probably take care of like 15 or 20 a week, depending on weather.
One other thing popped into my mind. What about construction project progress? I mean, I would think you could use a Mavic for that.
Yeah, I think so.
Anyways, just a thought.
Only thing is you're not going to be able to do any mapping with it because you're not going to get accurate data. The data won't be detailed enough to get
data. Yeah, definitely
not
for the mapping element, but just letting investors know how it's progressing, that kind of thing.
True, true.
Anyways.
That's a good thought. Most of the time that I've dealt with construction site management, though, they're like, well, we would like to be able to do this too, which is like volumetric measuring.
True.
So
yeah,
again,
true.
You really couldn't have accurate data out of the Mavic 4 Pro, but I'm sure some internet trolls would be like, you can map with the Mavic Pro. And then I want to go to that internet troll and bring them into an architecture's office with a civil engineer sitting there and then provide them the data from the Mavic 4 Pro. And the guys just be like, Can't use that. I'll pick it up later, Rob. Don't worry. I know that was your paperwork. Don't worry. I didn't rip it. I almost ripped it. I thought about it.
I saw you trying to rip it.
No, I wasn't trying. I was thinking about ripping it.
Yeah. So anyways, there's obviously if you're in a cold, I mean, you could be in a place that is just so cold, like, I don't know, Minnesota. Well, there's just really not much you can do in the winter.
No.
Right? In terms of drones.
Inspire 2 has self-heating batteries, though.
That's true.
So if you live in the cold.
You could travel. Maybe go to a warm place.
That's what I'm doing next week.
Do some hotels in a warm place.
I'm out of here, Rob.
I know you are out of here. You're always out of here, going to fun and exciting places, living the drone life.
It's so funny. This morning, I was like, I'm going to go in and tell the Bald Bureau that I'm taking a year off. Not a year off from work, a year off from Albuquerque. I'm going to go live somewhere else for a year if it's the last thing I do.
I think we all want to try that.
Well, let's go do it together then. But you guys can pick different places.
Okay. Fair enough.
You guys go pick your place. So I'm going to go pick mine.
I don't think that was a hint, hint. That was a...
You know,
you
I'm kidding,
are not
Rob.
Invited.
Ilker's invited, though.
Yes, I'm sure he is.
Ilker's always invited. As long as he brings whiskey, he's invited. So, he gives me the thumbs up. Anyway, all right, well, my phone is blowing up once again, which means it's time to go. And on that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
And please check out our new book, Living the Drone Life. Bye, guys.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.